are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. And, you know, I thought I had that fixed, but apparently I don't. Well, we've got it fixed now. And I will make a note of that and make sure we get that fixed for next time. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are. All around this beautiful, beautiful planet we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. And for all of you who are joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and I think you're going to be glad you're here as well. And I certainly hope you make a habit out of it. It's a good habit to get into the Kevin Smith Show. You need to know, if you are new, that we have a free weekly newsletter, and it's a good one. It's called the K-Files E-Zine. And you can get it by simply going over to my website, and that would be, of course, kevinsmithshow.com. Just go over to my website, and you'll see a button that says K-Files E-Zine. It's in red letters. Just click it and subscribe, and there's no strings attached. You'll get it in your email each week. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, and we never share, rent, lease, or give, or whatever else, our email list to anybody. So you're not going to be spammed as a result of having subscribed. Very quickly, I was updating the site today. I didn't get a chance to update all of it. And part of it that's not updated is the report about the donations. I want to thank all of you who did donate. And you made it possible for us to pay our September bills. And there was a little bit over. And so that goes on the October bills. Don't forget about us throughout the month. There is income from the show. I don't get it. It goes to the show. And when there's a shortfall and we have to pay the bills, we have no other way except to look to you and ask for your help. I want to thank each of you who helped, and I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Very quickly, I want to tell you a joke that was sent to me. This was sent by one of our listeners. An elderly man in Louisiana had owned a large farm for several years. He had a large pond in the back, and it was properly shaped for swimming, so he fixed it up really nice with picnic tables and horseshoe courts and some apple and peach trees. One evening, the old farmer decided to go down to the pond, as he hadn't been there for a while, and look it over. So he grabbed a 5-gallon bucket to bring back some fruit. As he neared the pond, he heard voices shouting and laughing with glee. As he came closer, he saw it was a bunch of young women skinny-dipping in his pond. He made the women aware of his presence, and they all went to the deep end. One of the women shouted, "We're not coming out until you leave." And the old man frowned. "I didn't come down here to watch you ladies swim naked or to make you get out of the pond naked." Then he held up the bucket and said, "I'm here to feed the alligator." Some old men can still think fast. All right, my guest this evening is Semir Osmanagic. He is the discoverer of the Bosnian pyramids, and he is the sort of excavator in chief, I guess you could say. He's in charge of the project to do the excavation. He's with us. Been a while since he's been with us, but he's going to be giving us an update on the progress and what is being found at the Bosnian pyramids. We'll be back right after this break with Samir Osmanigic. Was an interesting little interlude there. Don't know what happened. Our radio feed went down. It is back up. And things are moving ahead smoothly, I hope, I think. As I said, my guest this evening is Samir Osmanigic. And he is the discoverer of the Bosnian pyramids. Now, before we bring him online to talk with us, let me give you a little quick background on him. Samir was born in 1960, and he was born in Zenica, Bosnia, which is essentially central Bosnia. Just a short ways from there is a place called Visoko, and that's where this this pyramid complex is located. He spent a number of years researching and studying the and investigating the many pyramid sites and ancient sites in South America. In 2005, he began investigating these strange land formations in Visoko that had the appearance of pyramids. They look like pyramids. And what he found has rocked the archaeological world. It has brought a great deal of attention to Samir Osmanigic. Some of that attention has been criticism from the establishment classical-type archaeological crowd who say these are not pyramids. But some of that attention has also come from experts from Egypt who study pyramids every day and live with them in their backyards, so to speak. And they say they are pyramids. Samir Osmanigic, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show.
Hello, Kevin. It's very good to hear again. Good evening to everyone. And I believe everybody will have a really exciting evening because that's what we are bringing in, exciting news from the Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids.
I don't know. So, you know, we've had some developments here, just as you have had developments with the Bosnian Pyramids. We've had developments here at the show, and one of the things we have now, Samir, is video along with the radio show. So what I'm doing at this moment is putting a map up on the screen of Bosnia, and I'm going to mark the approximate location of this of Visoko, and it's approximately, folks, right about where you see the red dot appearing on your screen. I've made it an oversized red dot, but that's approximately where it is located. Zenica is on, if we say that Zenica is to the north and Sarajevo to the southeast, Visoko is about midway, not exactly, but sort of midway between the two. Am I correct?
Yes, you're right. Visoko is between Zenica, where I was born, and Sarajevo, where I went to school. And the pyramids are just between two biggest towns in Bosnia. Mentioned the hills and pyramids. Let me remind listeners that we have five stone structures in the shape of the pyramid. They are all covered by soil and vegetation, which is normal after so many thousands of years. Same case we have in Central America and in China and in Bolivia and some other places. What really is interesting about the Bosnian pyramids is that they are the first pyramids in Europe and that they are the biggest on the planet. For example, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, which is the tallest pyramid there, is 220 meters, which is almost 700 feet in height. And the Great Pyramid of Egypt is 148 meters, or 450 feet. So now you can see the difference. And that's the reason why this discovery is so big. I mean, people would not build such a huge, colossal structures if, for some reason, this place was not so important for them. So I would say that now we need to make a room for one forgotten civilization in the middle of Europe, the Bosnian civilization from the distant past.
All right. Now, I have your picture up at the moment. Let me go back. And what's coming up next is a picture of one of the pyramids. The largest one, I believe, is the Pyramid of the Sun. Now, this pyramid, I'm looking, it's covered with vegetation. And we're looking at a long shot of it. But we can see that it is very regularly shaped, not accidentally or randomly shaped, very regularly shaped. It is covered with vegetation, but if I'm looking at this, I would have said in my mind, if I had ever been to Visoko and seen this, my mind would have said, dang, that looks like a pyramid.
And not only that, Kevin, we have four triangular sides. One of them, the northern side, according to the Bosnian Institute for Geodesic Studies, is perfectly oriented to the north. It matches the location of the northern star. The same thing like the Khufu's pyramid in Egypt. The eastern and western side also matches the, you know, the size of the world. So it is not a coincidence that you have a perfect shape of the pyramid and perfect orientation. So Mother Nature does not do that, but the man. Furthermore, the three main pyramids, the sun, the moon, and the dragon, forms the perfect triangle. The distance between them is 1.5 miles. So obviously somebody was planning and then perfectly executing the construction of these huge structures.
All right, so here's what we've got. We've got three pyramids that you've mentioned, and you're saying that these pyramids form a perfect triangle. If you draw a line from one to the next, and back, we have a perfect triangle, and it's 1.5 miles between each one. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, now, for our audience, I'm going to read something that I'm sure you, no doubt, have already read, you've already heard, but this is some of the criticism that appears in Wikipedia. And, of course, I think everybody's familiar with Wikipedia. The criticism says, let's see, a site known as Visočica Hill or Grad Hill in Bosnia and Herzegovina, town of Visoko, northwest of Sarajevo, became the focus of international attention October 2005 following a news media campaign promoting the idea that it is actually the largest group of ancient man-made pyramids, the so-called Bosnian pyramids. Scientific investigations of the site show there is no pyramid. Additionally, scientists have criticized the Bosnian authorities for supporting the pyramid claim, saying, quote, this scheme is a cruel hoax on an unsuspecting public and has no place in the world of genuine science. Here's my question, because I've looked into this a bit myself, actually, before your first appearance here, which was, what, 2-3 years ago?
Correct.
There have been actually no scientific studies of that site until you started doing them. Isn't that correct?
Namely, on the top of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, during the medieval time, there was a little fortress where the Bosnian ruler resided, but no systematic excavation until we came 4 years ago. And, you know, when I notice all these pyramidal hills, when I notice the perfect orientation, I knew that it was a huge man-made complex. And then we started excavation. And in the last 4 years, we have spent 300,000 hours excavating, digging, doing the lab analysis. And thanks to all these results, thanks to the a bunch of uncovered sections, we were able to organize the first international scientific conference in Sarajevo the last week of August of this year. The conference was a big success. 55 participants from 12 different countries. We had the largest Egyptian delegation in Bosnia, 23 scientists, leading archaeologists, Egyptologists, and geologists. They came to Bosnia. We spent a week. Besides them, we had archaeologists from Saudi Arabia. We had two leading Chinese archaeologists who were talking about their pyramids for the first time outside China. We had the Russian members of Academy of Sciences from Moscow. We had Polish physicians who did some radiocarbon dating in the complex of underground tunnels in Visoko. We had some other experts from UK, from Austria, from Croatia, from Bosnia, Montenegro. And their conclusion is, this is a very important archaeological site. The Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids is to be investigated more. We need to establish the center for the pyramid studies. We need to start with the postgraduate studies in archaeology in Bosnia as a support for this project. And finally, we have to organize the second international conference 2 years from now and gather all experts for pyramids from the world. So basically, the scientific community, those who came to Bosnia, said clearly and loudly, yes, we have a new archaeological phenomenon. Everybody was saying the new civilization is rising from the ancient past.
All right, now let me ask you this. Why then would we see, and I know the answer to this, but I'm asking it rhetorically, why then would we see this statement online in Wikipedia, which a lot of people think is authoritative, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know it is not. But why would they say that scientific investigations of the site show there is no pyramid when there were no scientific investigations done until you did them?
What you read, Kevin, are the exact words Professor Anthony Harding, who is the president of the European Archaeological Association from 2006, came and people from the archaeological community from Europe never came to visit the site, but they did proclaim that there is nothing there, the whole thing is a hoax, and things like that. They thought they can stop this project just because of their positions and authority, but they were wrong, because our answer, their general statement, was scientific research and digging in Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids. What we've done so far is really amazing. On the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, on 17 uncovered sections, we have proved that we have the big stone blocks, concrete blocks, some of them 7 or 8 tons in weight, that build the outside walls of the pyramid. In the case of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon, we have huge paved terraces built out of the sandstone plates that they were cut, transported, and installed on the site. And maybe the most interesting discovery is the network of the underground tunnels. Let me remind you, Kevin, that I've seen the pyramids all over the world, from Bolivia, Peru, Honduras, Mexico, China, Egypt, Canarian Islands, all of them have the network of underground tunnels. In Saqqara, the state of Teotihuacan, in Xi'an, in China, the same thing in Visoko. In Visoko, we have the most extensive network of all that connects all the pyramids. The network has been flooded in past, so now we are in the process of cleaning the network. What we are finding inside is probably the most exciting discovery of our age. We are finding huge megalithic blocks. We are finding carved symbols. We are finding a lot of side tunnels, drywalls. And recently, a few months back, we found a piece of organic material which we sent for the radiocarbon dating in Germany, in Kiel, and in Poland, Gliwice. Their results were fascinating. The German said that piece of wood is 31,000 years old. The Polish said 34,000 plus minus 10%. So basically over 30,000 years old. Why is that important? Because that piece of wood was in the conglomerate which covered the megalithic block where we found carved symbols, meaning that those symbols are more than 30,000 years old. What did we have in Europe at that time? Only two cultural oases. One was in northern Spain, southern France, the famous cave paintings, up to 32,000 years old. And now the second one is in the central Balkan region, in Bosnia, again, over 30,000 years old. We are changing the history.
Yeah, and, you know, this begs the question, who built these pyramids? I mean, and we're just about into our next break. But, I mean, you know, it's one thing to have cave paintings in France. It's another thing to have the largest pyramids that we know anything about on this planet sitting in Bosnia. Cave paintings are important and they're interesting, but when you have a civilization that can build pyramids and build them the size of this pyramid, you've got a very advanced civilization. We have to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Technology, the sacrifice. sacrifice our soul. Fiction rules the classroom while truth is put on trial. It takes a lot to smile these days. Seems that life's just one big lesson. Never out of school, and all those things they brag about, yeah, they're really not that cool. These days, divided votes are cast at the turn of a new century. Fear is rising fast.
And we are back. It's the Kevin Smith Show. I am Kevin Smith, your host. My guest this evening, Semir Osmanagic, originally from Bosnia and now resides in the United States and back and forth between here and Bosnia. And as a matter of fact, Semir, when I contacted you about being with us on the show, you were still over there. I called your cell phone and you answered, but you were in Bosnia at the time, I believe.
I was. As a matter of fact, I spend 1 week in Houston every month, 2 weeks in Bosnia, and for about 10 days I travel all around the world doing the lectures, promote, talk to people, to the scientific community about our discovery.
All right, now, we were talking about this civilization, and I guess as you traveled, you talked to people about the fact that there was, that you have evidence now, that there was an extremely advanced civilization that was living in central Bosnia some 30,000 years ago. What reaction do you get from people about that?
See, Kevin, talk to the establishment, archaeologists, to the mainstream scientists. It is amazing how, in some cases, knowledge is limited. For example, I do my lectures in Cairo, in Jordan, in Kuala Lumpur, Western Europe, and amazing how they don't know what's going on in other parts of the world. For example, you go to Egypt, they are not one of the cradles of civilization, only one, Egypt and Mesopotamia, and that's it. Go to China, their isolation for so long, they think that there is nothing older, more advanced civilizations besides theirs. So when you try to promote a project like this, them. Yes, there was an advanced civilization in Bosnia long, long time ago. So, you have to be very careful, very diplomatic. Sometimes scientific truth, not enough.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Your telephone is breaking up real bad, but we'll try to work through that. The idea that there was an advanced civilization, highly advanced civilization, living in Bosnia, is also, it's not just that Egypt thinks they are the oldest, and the Mesopotamian area, they think they're the oldest, the Chinese think they're the oldest. But, you know, these guys who have written textbooks seem to have a vested interest. Textbooks about history and archaeology have a vested interest in, that they do, in quashing this story about the Bosnian pyramids. But, you know, I've been to the various websites. There's several websites that have photographs now of the Bosnian pyramids. And you can very clearly see where it's been excavated. You can very clearly see that it's not just nature. I mean, there are blocks put in place. And you can see that with your own eyes.
Kevin, why did the mainstream science react so fiercely? Why did they want to stop this project so bad? First of all, it is not them who are discovering this. This is not elite science. This is the guy who came from the outside Bosnia, who does not belong to their inner archaeological circles, and who keeps the project open to everyone. Public media, no secret. Need to remember that the pyramids all over the world are most advanced products of the civilization. Egypt, we cannot repeat that huge construction work like on the Giza Plateau. Teotihuacan, Chinese pyramids, pyramids in Peru or in Guanaco in Bolivia, a lot of secrets there. In our case, no secrets. People don't like that who runs the business for centuries in archaeology and science. That's the reason why they don't like that. Now, what are we proving here in Bosnia? We're going to prove once forever last cycle that we live in started 6,000-7,000 years ago with Sumerians, with Babylon, with Akkad, with Assyria, with ancient Egypt and India. Is just the last one, not the only one. Before this one, we had a previous phase in human civilization. Now,
I'm sorry, we have a what in human civilization?
Yes, well, we have, you know, previous cycle, previous phase.
Oh, okay.
We had advanced cultures long, long before what we, you know, consider the beginning of the advanced human societies. You go to Baalbek. I was there last year. That's in eastern Lebanon. In Baalbek, of course, they have the biggest stone blocks ever shaped and built into one structure. The biggest stone block is 1,200 tons. 1,200 tons. Our technology can move only up to 300. What does it mean? It means that thousands of years back, there was an advanced civilization who were having capability four times bigger than we do. When you go to Mexico, see Teotihuacan, or in Peru, Machu Picchu, you find the stone blocks that are moved from Bolivia, 150 miles away, in remote area of Machu Picchu, 13,000 feet above the sea level. So many things that require explanations are there. These are not anomalies. These are elements that require different thinking, different writing of the human history. In the case of Bosnia, we have so obvious, huge structures. They are there. The tunnels are there. The megalithic blocks are by the tunnels. The carvings are there, tens of thousands of years old. So we're going to prove once forever that, you know...
Well, let me ask you a question now about the tunnels.
Yes.
These tunnels, as you say, have been flooded and filled in, and then you're excavating them and you're finding things. But you also, if I remember, I don't know if it was sonar or radar or infrared, but you have some type of photographs, radar or something, that shows the pyramids, and it shows the tunnel system, doesn't it?
Back 3 years back, we did a satellite radar screening of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. That radar can penetrate the ground for about... It was obvious that on the northern side of the Sun Pyramid, there was a network of the tunnels that's inside the pyramid. What we discovered, though, is that the entrance to some of those tunnels, which is about a mile and a half away from the pyramid, and Over there, it's a maze. It's a labyrinth. It's a network of the underground tunnels. But obviously, they were flooded in the past, in the distant past. And the water receded. A lot of material, you know, remained. Pebbles, the sand. So we are cleaning that material, and then we are discovering a lot of side tunnels, a lot of walls, a lot of megalithic blocks. So what we do there, we put a wooden support so the place is safe for the visitors and the scientists. So far, we have built about 700 feet of the underground tunnels. And we continue and we move toward the Sun Pyramid. Hope that in a few years we're going to enter the pyramid from, you know, inside, from the, you know, from the underground, and we hope to find galleries, chambers, rooms with the archaeological artifacts, and then we will be able to say more about the origin of those structures.
Right. Recently, there was discovered in the vicinity of these pyramids a Neolithic pyramid-shaped stone.
I see, okay, you keep yourself updated.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks back, there was a German archaeological team in Visoko, and they do their work independently from us. They are checking the Neolithic sites. What they found was the ceramic shape of the perfect pyramid, four-sided pyramid with the triangular sides, flat top. And belongs, according to the German archaeologists, to the Neolithic times. It's between 5,000 and 8,000 years old. So they found it, same cultural layer. They did the radiocarbon dating last year. So that's a very important artifact. What does it tell us? It tells us that the people 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years ago could see the pyramids, probably without or with not so much of the dirt and vegetation, and you know they were, you know, making their ceramics, their pottery, you know, just looking at the. I think things like this are going to be finding more and more.
The person, I believe it was a lady, who has been one of the outspoken critics and trying to stop the investigation and the archaeological dig, is the one who made the announcement of this find. That's a little bit ironic, isn't it?
Matter of fact, she was forced to do that. The lady worked for the National Museum in Sarajevo. She's been against the project from the day one. And she was signing some petitions that projects would be stopped. But for the last couple of years, since she hadn't had any argument, any scientific arguments, wasn't publicly. Now, when that piece was found, and the artifact shape of the pyramid was found, what they did, they took it to the National Museum trying to hide it from the public and the media. But fortunately, some of the workers, using their cell phones, took the photo on that ceramic pyramid, and then they announced to the public the pyramid was found. Very soon, a lot of websites and some of the media had that as a news, so she was basically forced onto the...
Yeah. Tell you what we're going to do, Samir. We have a break coming up in just a little bit, and during that break, I'm going to call you on your other telephone. This is really, someone has decided you're not going to talk to us tonight, and it's really breaking up. But, I've been keeping up with some of the news about the Bosnian pyramid, and I found that one to be a chuckle. When I read it, I had to chuckle that, she's been against it, but she had to announce it. Whether she wanted to or not, she had to announce it. I think that there is more to the story as to why classical psychologists, classical establishment type archaeologists have been opposed to this and have made sweeping, outlandish, and untrue statements about it. I read one of them earlier from Wikipedia, and where it was claimed that scientific investigation had shown that this was not a pyramid, and that statement was made. In my opinion, the person who made that statement knew at the time he made the statement that there had been no scientific investigation at that point. All right, we'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm Kevin Smith, your host. Let me remind you, if you have not done so, be sure you go over to kevinsmithshow.com and click where it says K-Files eZine and subscribe. Now, I got an email today from someone who said, I haven't gotten a K-Files eZine in 2 weeks. Did you unsubscribe me? And the answer to that is no. But if for any reason, if we send out the K-Files eZine and it bounces back from your address three times, it's going to make several attempts to send the eZine to you. But if we get it back three times, bounced back, it automatically deletes your subscription. That's so we don't get tagged as a spam operation. All right? It's automatic. So, and a lot of different things can cause it to bounce. Your email box is full, or for some reason your server is identifying the K-Files as incoming spam when it's not. Or sometimes your email server is simply not functioning for a few minutes, and you don't even know about that. But if it bounces back to us three times, it gets deleted, so you might... keep that in mind. We don't delete your subscription unless you request us to do so, and then we do. My guest, Samir Osmanagic, is the discoverer of the Bosnian Pyramid. Samir, in the tunnels that you have excavated so far, you found some small artifacts, have you not? As well as some large megalithic blocks. But haven't you found some metal rings, or am I remembering wrong?
That's the stuff that we found in the underground tunnels made out of the stone. Namely, the tunnels are tens of thousands of years old. And after so long, obviously the organic material could not survive. The wood or bones, textile or anything else. So only the things that last forever, in this case the stone, it survives. Some of them are shaved. So obviously somebody shaved them and brought them inside the tunnels. Some of them are huge in sizes. Some of the megalithic blocks, they are 10 feet by 8 feet and the weight is up to 20,000 pounds. Some of those megalithic blocks are sitting on the bedding. It's made of the plates, sandstone plates. And then somebody placed those big megalithic blocks on the top of it. And of course, the question arises, who is able to move 20,000 pounds in a distant past? But since the block is there, it's sitting on the bedding, obviously somebody had the capabilities. Right now, we are at the beginning phase. This project lasts for decades. We have many more questions than answers. But what we are finding is very curious. For example, we had people with the diving instruments from Italy. They came to Bosnia and tunnels. And what they concluded was that those big blocks, megalithic blocks, are standing on the top of the intersection of the underground water flows. So the similar case is, of course, in Egypt or in Greece, where people would put their ceremonial altars in such places. So we are finding things like that, and it's very exciting.
Now, when you say they're standing above or on top of the underground water flows, are you talking about natural water flows, or are you talking about sort of underground aqueducts?
I'm talking about the natural water flows, and when I asked Italians how deep is the water, they told me about 60 feet under, 60 feet under. Now, when you add the tunnel, which is about 60 to 70 feet underground, so now we are talking really deep, you know, deep spaces, and you know, when one thinks about those tunnels and realize that they run under the Visoko Valley, under the, you know, Bardin Valley of the Pyramids, and the tunnels, they go in all directions, for tens of miles. That, for itself, was a huge construction project. So what we are finding in Bardin is amazing. First, we are finding the first European pyramids. Second, those pyramids are biggest on the planet. Third, we are finding the most extensive underground network. And number four, we are finding probably the oldest carved symbols, the trace of literacy in Europe. And all that in this little tiny country of Bosnia, which has been a symbol of negative news for so long. And with this project, people will forget about the war, violence. They start thinking about the archaeology, cultural heritage, about the better times.
Do you have any inkling of an idea what civilization built these pyramids?
I think that before the radical flood, we had advanced civilizations all over the world. Of course, they did not have the computers or the technologies that we have nowadays, but they had some other means to cut, to shape, transport, to build, and to think. And the mere fact that on some places, like in Lebanon, Peru, China, Japan, Mexico, and now in Bosnia, we are finding a concrete material proof of those civilizations will force us to change our perception of our distant past. They belong to the civilization that they are long lost in time, and we are trying to get pieces of the puzzle.
Now, I don't recall if I asked you this when you were with us before, but let me ask you now. We have pyramids all over the world, and that's an interesting. Why, you know, you would think, okay, well, the people in Egypt, whoever they were, built some pyramids, and you would think people in China, having never seen that, would probably not build pyramids; they would build something else. You know, you would think it would, separated by distance and geography, you would think that the cultures would be very different, and yet we find these pyramid civilizations virtually on every continent. So what's the deal with that?
And that's where the mainstream science is so wrong. First of all, pyramids are, of course, not only in Egypt, and not only on Giza Plateau. Over there, you have three pyramids, you know. Cheops, Khufu, and Mykerinus. But in Egypt, 130 pyramids were built. In China, 250 of them. In Peru, 300 of them. Northern Peru, Tucum area, and southern Peru, Carache area. You have them in Bolivia. You have thousands of pyramids in Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Salvador, and Belize. You have six pyramids in Canarian Islands. You got them in Bosnia. You got them in Nubia, in northern Sudan, 223. So, obviously, people in the past they had the concept of the pyramid that they were using everywhere on the planet. And another thing which is very important, in most places, they would perfectly orient those four sides, north, south, east, west. Why they were doing that? It seems like that without the orientation, the pyramids would not work. What does it mean then? It means that they are much more than what we think they were. They were not there, you know, as a burial sites. They were not there as a ceremonial sites, like in Aztec's case. They were much more than that. So much advanced knowledge from astronomy, math, geometry was incorporated in those structures. People who built them, they had very comprehensive knowledge about the planet and about the universe.
All right, we are just seconds away from break, and but when we come back, I want to explore with you just a little bit more, and then I'm going to open the telephone lines for our audience to call in and talk with you. When we come back, one of the things I want us to get into is this orientation, north, south, east, and west. I'm going to share a theory that I have read from several different writers, and just get your response to it and see what you think about it. You may think it's completely off the wall. You may think that it's nutty. And if so, just say so. But I've read this from several different writers who have taken a look at pyramids around the world. And we'll see what you, Samir Osmanagic, think about that theory. We'll be back, folks, right after these words. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm Kevin Smith, your host. And my guest this evening is Samir Osmanagic. And I've gotten a couple of emails from people who said, how do you spell his name? So it's now on your screen if you're watching our video feed at kevinsmithshow.com. Here's the theory, Samir. The theory that I have read from several sources, several different authors who have a whole different axes to grind, if you will, different perspective. But the theory is that this was not just an advanced race of mankind, but that the orientation of all these pyramids seems to indicate that not just the orientation, but the very precise geometric proportions and so forth seem to indicate that the builders of these pyramid civilizations may have come from off Earth. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard that, and you may think that's completely nutty. If so, that's fine. I just would like to get your ideas on that theory.
Well, I have read and heard things like that. At this moment, my answer to such an idea would be, I don't know. I don't have any hard proof, hard evidence to say that's right or that's wrong. All I know is that those structures, wherever they were built, in Egypt, in Mexico, Peru, or Bosnia, are so colossal. And the knowledge to build them was, you know, extremely advanced. I know for the fact that the 21st century civilization could not repeat the construction feat on Giza Plateau, who built them? Egyptian kings 4,500 years ago, somebody else 12,000 years ago, or some other race? I don't know. But there are so many proofs that our thinking and our explanation are simply not enough to define such huge complexes all over the world. In the case of Bosnia, we have a planned complex which at this moment is so huge that we would need probably 5,000 people to excavate and to get the answers right away. And that's probably one of the things which will cause that this project will last for decades, if not for centuries. And one more thing, in the case of Egyptian pyramids, there is a science called Egyptology, which has been researching the pyramids for almost two centuries. And I would say still more than half of the answers are missing. You probably know when people are trying to get the answers about the energy properties of those pyramids, they are so confused. It seems that to understand and to explain the pyramids, we need to try to seek the answer from the two dimensions, from the material and from the spiritual. So our physical senses are simply not enough. Last year, one of the British scientists, his name is Dr. Harry Oldfield, he came to Bosnia, to Visoko. He had a special camera which can film electromagnetic fields which are otherwise not visible to the naked human eye. What he did, what he filmed, was amazing. During 1 minute video clip, which is, by the way, on our website, we were able to see that some type of the energy has been forming inside, within the pyramid of the sun. And after 1 minute, that energy got released through the top of the pyramid. Why is that? We don't know. But it seems, after looking at video tape, that the pyramid was some type of the energy generator, that it was generating the energy, and then it was releasing the energy. On another structure, in a place called Pizza, which is about a couple of miles from the Moon Pyramid, where we could find a huge stone block, the same texture like on the Moon Pyramid, so we know that these are the same builders. We have similar phenomenon. When you put the compass on top of that structure, which looked like a cumuli, which is rounded, like a cone, you put the compass on top of it. First couple of minutes, compass acts regularly. It shows the, you know, east, west, north, south. And then after a couple of minutes, it starts acting crazy. I mean, the arrow is just going around like crazy. Now, we got the answer why it was happening when we filmed that area with this special camera. Namely, every few minutes, a ring of energy goes from the underground and goes to the top of this structure. What causes this, you know, phenomenon to happen, we don't know. And I would say there are still so many answers, and our science, our level of science and scientific thinking is not there. We cannot still explain some phenomenon which pyramid builders obviously knew much better than we do. So if you try to answer the question who built them, obviously either there were somebody who were from this planet, of this planet, but more advanced than us, or it was what you just proposed as a possible option.
All right, let's open up the phone line. And caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, hello, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario, Canada.
Formerly from Iroquois Falls.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say your phone call, but just a second on me.
What's on your mind this evening, Kevin?
Well, can you?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know whether it was some advanced human technology somewhere in the past that we somehow lost, perhaps due to nuclear war in the distant past.
Speak directly into your telephone. We're barely able to hear you.
Okay. I don't know if it's because of ancient technology, ancient advanced technology that we had in the past, or whether it was by extraterrestrial means. But I strongly believe that these pyramids, the pyramids in Bosnia, the pyramids in Egypt, a lot of the megalithic structures that you can connect with the stars like perfectly. Especially those that connect perfectly with 10,500 BC, I strongly believe were created by some sort of advanced technology, whether of our own that we've lost somehow, or from an extraterrestrial origin. I'm leaning more towards an extraterrestrial origin, like that of Eric von Daniken and Jason Martell and other researchers into that realm. What are your thoughts on that, Samuel?
All right. Thank you for the call. I didn't expect for that to go dead. Samir has already addressed that he simply doesn't know the origin of the builders. Don't know who built them. But Samir, let me follow up with that by asking, do you think we ever will know the origin of those builders?
When we are ready, yes. Even though I think that the man of 21st century is so advanced, it is like the most intelligent being, not only on this planet, but, in the universe, we have to be aware that we are so wrong. I mean, there is probably nothing to be invented that, was not invented in the distant past by some other civilization. Some other type of beings. I mean, just this planet has been here for 5-6 billion years. And, what is a few thousands of years on it? Almost nothing. Now, when the listener mentioned the orientation and tried to find the connection between the layout of the pyramids and the stars, I think he's on the right track. Namely, we all know the stories about the pyramids in Egypt, those three pyramids on the Giza Plateau and the three pyramids in Teotihuacan in Mexico, and the moon and Quetzalcoatl, they got the same layout, which matches the layout of the three stars of the Orion belts. And when we find out that there are so many similar dimensions, namely the square base of Great Pyramid in Egypt, and the pyramid of the sun in Teotihuacan is the same, at 230 meters each side, which is about, 700 feet. Then when you see that the height of Mexican pyramid is exactly half of the height of the Egyptian pyramids, and so on and so forth, you realize that probably the same architect for designing pyramids in Egypt and Mexico.
Well, if not the same architect, at least the same group.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to this thing about the...
Pollock is saying it's the same architect, in a sense, the same civilization, the people who were at least communicating if it was more than one civilization. So we have things like that all over. In case of Bosnia, even more obvious that three pyramids form perfect triangle with the 60 degrees at inner angle. So, like we said at the beginning, when you connect the tops of the pyramids of the sun, moon, and dragon, and you go back, you get the perfect triangle looking from the top, 60 degrees angles. We all know that the triangle, with the 60 degrees inner angles, is the perfect geometrical body in the universe. So somebody was giving us the message. And another thing which is rather important in our case in Bosnia, there is an interesting phenomenon between the shadow of the Sun pyramid and the locations of the other pyramids, namely the shadow of the Sun pyramids, you know, in the morning when the sun comes up in the east, the shadow moves in the valley, throughout the valley, and it moves towards the Moon pyramid. And, you know, in August, just before the sun goes down, that shadow completely the Moon pyramid. And, you know, it tells us about the connection between the two structures. And who knows how many, you know, other connections there are in the bottom and all of the pyramids, but we started the process of investigation, and I would say we're going to be finding more exciting answers.
All right, I want to go back to what you said about energy being released. Let me remind our audience that the telephone line is open, and the telephone number is appearing on your screen. The telephone number, for those of you who are listening by radio, is 602-503-9580. Samir, let's talk about the energy again that you were talking about that's being released from, I believe you said, the Pyramid of the Sun. Is this
yes.
being released from all of the pyramids in the valley?
No. That was the case of the Pyramid of the Sun. Now, we have investigated several structures, the sun, the moon, the Vratnica, tumuli, the tunnels. And in the case of the pyramids, it's different designs. It's not like in Egypt, they have the same design, the same shape, just different sizes. In the case of Bosnia, different design, the sun pyramid. It looks like a true pyramid in Egypt. Just the angle is about 30 degrees, which is very similar to what we have in the case of the Red Pyramid in Saqqara in Egypt. But the Moon Pyramid, it's a type, not of the step pyramid, but some type of the terraced pyramid. You have a terrace, then you have clay layers, then another terrace, another clay layers, and then terrace. And the material is different. In the case of the Sun Pyramid, these are the big conglomerate blocks, something like concrete blocks. In the case of the Moon Pyramid, sandstone plates. And probably because of a different design and a different material, they act differently in the case of the energy properties. Now, what we could see in the vicinity of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon, a huge cloud of energy, huge circle of energies being formed.
Now, this is the Pyramid of the Moon.
It's breathing. So
now, you said this is the Pyramid of the Moon?
Yeah, the Moon Pyramid, yes.
Okay.
So every few minutes, that cloud of energy is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it gets smaller. It's like some type of the breathing process. Right now, it's totally unknown to us. Now, when we looked at some of the films that would screen just, natural hills, all we could see were the horizontal electromagnetic layers, electromagnetic fields. They were horizontal and fixed. In the case of the Bosnian pyramids, we could see that those layers are not horizontal but vertical, and then that the huge, quantities of energies were coming out of the pyramids, and the whole valley would vibrate, So just imagine that we don't have such limits, in case of our physical senses, let's say eyes. If the limits are a little bit, if the range was a little bit bigger, we would be able to watch a beautiful rhapsody of the energy and all these electromagnetic fields. It's very possible that the builders could see that, so they are probably aware what they are creating. In our case, we are still limited with the knowledge and with the senses that we possess.
All right, in the picture that I have on the screen, it's a picture of the Pyramid of the Sun, and we can see the town of it appears it would be the town of Visoko. That
I know, Visoko is about 20,000 inhabitants.
Okay, but it is sort of in a semicircle around the base of that pyramid, and there appears to be a sort of a geological circle around the pyramid. I don't know if that's a river, but it appears to be a, you know, it's a circular formation, and the town is arranged rather in a sort of semicircle around it. Now, is that just an artifact of this photograph, or is you've been there? Is that the way this thing actually looks?
You are right. It's like a semicircle, and there are two rivers in the town, Bosna and Fornica, two rivers, and you know, they intersect exactly in the center of the town of Visoko. And the town of Visoko is laying basically the foothill of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. So interesting thing, you know, people, they've been, you know, looking at the Sun Pyramid for so long, and none of them would ever say, oh, it could be a man-made structure. They just thought, well, this is just a hill, and, you know, a natural hill, it's there. And unfortunately, no previous investigation.
Why do you think, we look at this photograph, and as I said, you know, my eye says immediately, that's a pyramid. Why do you think people have lived there for so long and never looked at it and said, that's a pyramid?
Now, Kevin, imagine that you are, let's say, assistant professor somewhere in Sarajevo University, and you go to the office of the dean, of the director, or manager, whoever, the faculty, and you tell them, hey guys, I just discovered the biggest pyramid in the world. You know, they would ridicule you. They would either ask you not to talk about it no more, or they would just, have you fired. In my case, I am an independent intellectual, independent in a financial terms, independent in the way, you know, I think. So I think what I see, and you probably know a little bit how much of the, you know, aggressive efforts from the establishment, from the mainstream science was there to stop me. And when we established the foundation, when we started our work, you know, they were writing the petitions to the government, to the, you know, UNESCO, saying this is a cruel hoax. These people is destroying medieval towns, which was total untrue. But then, you know, we continued. We were working. We were getting the scientific evidences. And now, finally, this year, we brought 55 leading scientists in the field, and they confirmed that we were right. And guess what? None of those scientists who signed the petition a couple, 3 years ago, which was filled with the untruths, stating that we were destroying the monument and so on, none of them ever apologized for what they were signing. And on the contrary, they are still trying to stop us. To stop us, European Archaeological Association has issued a memo to all national associations of France, of Germany, of Croatia, of Italy, asking them to boycott the project. So what I had to do, I had to go to some other countries where, you know, we have some, you know, good archaeologists in Egypt, in China, in Russia, in Saudi, and so on and so forth, to gather them, you know, to get some scientific backing. So it's very unfortunate, you know, what people are, you know, trying to do to stop you. And it's not only in archaeology, as you all know, it's everywhere. But, you know, we have to be persistent. We have to follow our goal, to follow our noble goals, and actually we will succeed.
All right. Now, are you familiar with the term ley lines?
I am, and as a matter of fact, we've done some research in the Visoko Valley, and it seems that it is very potent energetically, a lot of ley lines between the pyramids, between the sun and the moon and dragon. And not only that, we established as a fact that underground water flows connects all the pyramids. You know, the flow from the moon to dragon, from dragon to sun, from sun they follow the tunnels. And it seems to me that one of the keys to the mystery of Bosnian pyramids will be found exactly in the middle of the triangle, the main triangle between sun, moon, and dragon. What's in the middle? What we think is going to found a big underground lake, the water that comes, that flows from all three pyramids, which is probably some type of the holy water, and we're going to find through our network of the tunnels probably some of the galleries over there. So I think a lot of exciting news are in front of us.
We are into a break, and we'll be back right after this with my guest, Samir Osmanigic, and we're talking about this very fascinating discovery, the Bosnian pyramids. There are scientists who said they don't exist. There are Egyptologists from Egypt who say they do. You look at the pictures and decide for yourself. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Samir Osmanigic, the discoverer of the Bosnian pyramids, and he is the project leader for excavating them. Samir, before we went to break, I had jotted a note. I want to ask you about this. You mentioned earlier that during the medieval times, that there was a local ruler, local king, I guess, who had his palace built up on top of the Pyramid of the Sun. Is that correct?
That is correct. There was a little fortress. I mean, in the construction sense, it was rather modest. But from the historical point of view, for Bosnia, it is a very important place because some of the Bosnian rulers, even three kings, resided in the area. But then the medieval cultural layer is only the last cultural layer, which is on the top of the Sun Pyramid. Below that, there was a little Roman post 2,000 years ago. Below that, there was a small Illyrian village 2,500 years ago. And all those cultural layers are at the top of the biggest pyramid on the planet. In such cases, several cultural layers we have all over the world. The new culture, the new civilization would come and they would build their, you know, villages on the top of the previous ones. The similar case is in Cholula, which is in the state of Puebla in Mexico. The largest pyramid in Central America is Cholula Pyramid. When the Spaniards came 500 years ago and they were conquering the Mexico and the Aztecs, when they came to Cholula, they found 400 small pyramids, and the Cortes decided to destroy all of them and to build the churches. The Spaniards built 90 churches, and on the top of what seemed like the natural hill, they built a cathedral. 300 years later, which was the end of the 19th century, they found out that the cathedral was built on the top of the biggest pyramid in Mexico, which was completely covered by dirt and vegetation. So it was the same case like with the Bosnian pyramids.
All right. Now, does anything remain of that fortress on top of the Pyramid of the Sun? Are there any remains of that fortress?
Yes. Until we started our excavation 3 years back, the Bosnian cultural institutions hadn't shown any interest in excavating there. But when we came and then we started the pyramid excavation, then the cultural establishment in Bosnia finally figured out that it was a really important place from the historical point of view. And last couple of years, they were doing some digging, and they found the walls of the medieval castle. And so they are finding some things, but I would say that a lot of money would need to be spent there to do more serious work, to do reconstruction. And what I would like to see, all cultural layers reconstructed. Medieval fortress, the Roman port, the Illyrian village, and the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun uncovered. Imagine how huge touristic attraction would be there for Bosnia. I mean, the biggest pyramid in the world, and you have several historical eras. I mean, that should attract millions of people, and that's what we want to give to the country of Bosnia. Give them a push for the archaeological tourism. In Egypt, every year, you got 10 million people who brings $15 billion to the Egyptian economy. Imagine a couple of 3 million people coming to Bosnia. That would be a major push, a major engine for the Bosnian economy. So that's why this project is so important, not so only from the archaeological standpoint of view or historical, but also economical.
All right. Now, when we were talking about the ley lines and we were talking about the energy that's being released from these pyramids, I want to underscore something for our listeners, especially those who have joined us late and didn't hear that discussion. It's not conjecture that there is energy building up inside the Pyramid of the Sun and then every few minutes being released out the top. That's been photographed with special cameras. It's been documented that that's happening. Now, having said that,
yes.
Having said that,
if I can interrupt you just for a second,
yeah, sure.
Kevin, I need to add this. That camera was developed by British scientist Dr. Harry Oldfield, and it was based on Kirlian photography. We know that Kirlian was a Russian scientist who 50 years ago designed the photo camera, and then he was able to, to film, take a photograph of human aura. But in this case, this camera is so much more advanced that, in 3D you can see the movement of electromagnetic fields. And that was for the first time that any pyramid in the world, was filmed by this camera. Dr. Oldfield tried to get the permission to film Egyptian pyramids. He didn't get the permission. He tried to get permission to film Mexican pyramids or Chinese. He couldn't get it. But in the case of Bosnian pyramids, we are more than glad to give him opportunity to film. Namely, we have the policy of open doors for anyone, whether they belong to the, mainstream scientists, conservative scientists, alternative scientists, whoever wants to come and research with us, welcome. Our only condition is we want them to share their results with us so we can show them to the world.
All right. Now, I want to go back to the energy.
Okay.
This energy is being released.
One more thing which we never mentioned.
All right.
The pyramids, and it is a rather well-known fact, there is an energy flow inside the pyramid, and it stays inside the pyramids. So it flows like in a circle. And then it hits approximately one-third of the height of the pyramid. And that's exactly where the chambers in Great Pyramid of Egypt are located. And we know that if people go there, if they spend the night, because of this energy movement, the human body would receive additional quantity of the energy, and then it would cause, certain reactions. We know about the Napoleon, we know about, some masonry and, some other stuff. In the case of Bosnian Pyramid, on one of our excavated sections, there are some stone blocks, and they are approximately one-third of the height of the pyramid. And we had some people from Malaysia, and when they came a couple of years back, they said, Well, this will be known as the healing stone in the future. And people who had the problem with the backache, who had the problem with the blood pressure or some other stuff, they should be able to heal themselves when they come and lay on this stone for 10 minutes. And sure enough, a lot of people who heard that, they started coming and laying on that stone. And even though it is still not a scientific fact, what I hear from the people's testimonies is that really that stone acts as has some, you know, healing properties. Namely, people who had a high blood, you know, pressure, once they spend, you know, 10 minutes there, the blood pressure normalizes. People who had the problem with the backache, they cannot, you know, climb the stairs. After one treatment there, they have no problem with, you know, climbing up and things like that.
Now, so, back to the energy and my question.
Yes.
And the question is, what effect has been noticed, if any, what effect has that energy had on the people working on the excavation?
Well, I know one thing. When I spoke to people who lived at the foothill of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon, I asked them about the percentages of people who had the cancer, things like that. They told me none of them has ever had the cancer in the vicinity of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon. That was rather interesting. The second thing, during the last war in Bosnia 15 years ago, the Bosnian army was on the plateau and the top of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. And the other side was shelling them. Not a one injured Bosnian soldier, not to mention dead soldier. Was the pyramid saving them? We don't know. But obviously there are some other phenomena which probably can be explained from some other dimension.
People who live in right at the base of the Pyramid of the Sun, the people in Visoko, what do they say about them having cancer?
Well, I haven't talked to them about the cancer. I just talked to the ones at the Moon Pyramid. But the people who live there, the Sun Pyramid, you know, I know when we were doing some work, like 300-400 feet away from their houses, you know, we were cleaning, removing the soil, and then we were probably hitting some of the blocks. They could hear the noise, like it was, you know, 5-10 feet away. And it means probably that all these, you know, areas are connected, because this is one structure, one stone wall. You have the passageways inside. So, you know, and people have heard things like that. When they were kids, 40, 50 years ago, they heard the stories that people would go through the entrances. They would throw the stone, and the stone would go, you know, and they could hear the sound of stone, you know, coming very deep, maybe, you know, going to, on some stairs, things like that. So a lot of legends, a lot of mysteries, but, you know, we started systematic work of, you know, covering the pyramid and answering all those mysteries.
All right, we are about 25 seconds away from break. When we come back from break, I want you to be sure to tell us your website, and because I know, you have, I think there's a website in Bosnian, and there's a website in English too, right?
Yes.
All right. When we come back, I want you to tell us about that. All right, folks, we'll be back with Samir Osmanigic right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and to my guest, Samir Osmanagic. He is the discoverer of the Bosnian pyramids. He's taken quite a bit of criticism from folks that said there's no such thing. Throughout the show, I've been putting a picture of one of the pyramids up on our video feed. You can see it with your eyes. You know what you're looking at. It's not... It is not difficult to see what you're looking at. You can see very clearly that it is a pyramidal structure. Samir, very quickly, if you will, tell us where people can go on the web to find your website. Are you with me, Samir? Well, let's see if apparently it's showing that the connection is there, but we apparently have lost our connection with Samir.
Well, I can hear you.
Oh, we could not hear you. Okay. Tell us your web address.
Yes, sir. We have two official websites. The first one is www.bosnianpyramidofthesun.com. So bosnianpyramidofthesun.com. That's the first one. And the second one is dedicated to the first international scientific conference about the Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids. That website is icbp.ba. So those two websites, you know, you can find a lot of interesting info on our conference website, ICBP, a lot of, you know, scientific papers and scientific reports about the Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids. And the first one, bosnianpyramidofthesun.com, which we run in 7 different languages. We got the daily news from the Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids. We have a tourist, we have impressions, we have the scientists coming there, we have the media, we have, you know, always a good and positive archaeological news from this very important archaeological site. We live in the time when the media is telling us that only the negative news is the news, and we try to show them the opposite. The positive news can be a very important news. So we run only the good news. What we excavate, what people think, everybody's so impressed. People come with a smile in Bosnia. They leave with even a bigger smile. And we have 5 structures, Kevin. Besides the sun, moon, and dragon pyramids, we have Temple of Earth. And the last one, the 5th one, is the Pyramid of Love. There is not such a name in archaeological world anywhere else but in Bosnia. As we know, the words are powerful. When you assign such a beautiful name, the Pyramid of Love, to the huge structure, that structure and the love will color the whole valley.
Wow. Well, Samir, I'll tell you something. I miss Bosnia. As you know, I lived in Brčko, and I worked in the Brčko, the corridor Brčko to Bijelina in northern Bosnia. And for those who have no idea where that is, I'll mark that here on the map, where I've just placed the red mark at the top of the map, right on the border with Hrvatska, Croatia. And I'll tell you, I miss Bosnia. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful, wonderful people. And learned while I was there to absolutely love and still crave ćevapi za lukom.
You're good. Listen, Kevin, whenever I go back to Bosnia from Houston, when I see the forest, it seems to me that those green forests are somehow greener than anywhere else. when I feel the air, the fresh air, it's so much healthier than anywhere else. When I think that water in Bosnia is so much tastier than anywhere else. Sometimes you need to go away from the place where you were born, and every time you come back, realize the beauty of the place.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. It really is. And folks need to go and see and experience for themselves. And they can, I think you take volunteers to help you with the archaeological dig, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's one of the rare places in the world, you know. Anyone who wants to come, doesn't matter, skilled, no skilled, experienced, no experienced, they can come, join us, we dig together. You know, we enjoy working on this exciting site together.
When do you go back?
Going back Wednesday, 2 days from now.
Ah. Now, I would assume you fly into Sarajevo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then from Sarajevo, you head up to Visoko. And now, do you personally, do you stay there in Visoko, or do you go on to Zenica?
Oh, I stay in Sarajevo. I have an apartment there.
Ah.
But then I drive, it's a modern highway, 30 minutes from Sarajevo to Visoko. Sarajevo is capital, very beautiful city, it's about 500,000 people there, beautiful. And then Visoko is also very nice, little town, 20,000 people, so I really enjoy my stay there.
How have the people of Visoko, how do they respond to you and to your work? I mean, they obviously know what you're doing. How do they respond to that?
Well, I think the whole town lives for this project, because up until 2006, nobody knew about Visoko. It was one little sleepy town in the central Bosnia. Then we came with this project, and then very soon, that was a media frenzy there. We had the CNN, summer of 2006, and that was breaking news on CNN for 2 days. We had ABC coming here from Houston doing a documentary, doing a 30-minute special on this. We had BBC 3 times from London. We had all the biggest, you know, magazines and newspapers coming to Visoko, and every day thousands and thousands of visitors coming to see what we were doing. So it was something that woke up the town, I would say, forever. And for next century or so, this project...
Now, we lost your audio again. I don't know what happened. I do have to say that we're just about out of time. Stay on the phone with me if you're still there. We don't have your audio now, but if you're still there, Samir, just stay on the phone with me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly one of the great mysteries of the world happening in Visoko, Bosnia. The reason I say it's one of the great mysteries of the world is because, first of all, archaeologically, nobody knew that there were pyramids in Europe, and now we know. Also because it has now been documented photographically that there is this buildup of energy inside the pyramid that's being discharged out the top of the pyramid. That may be happening at other pyramids around the world, but they haven't allowed the technology to be used to photograph it, to see it, to know for sure whether it's happening. It may be happening. But here in Bosnia, we know for sure it's happening. What's up with that? My guest tomorrow night is A.J. Ensor, and we're going to be talking about an alien who came to Earth and was under the protection of the military. A.J. Ensor is someone who's investigated that story for years. He's going to be sharing it with us tomorrow night. Don't miss it. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until tomorrow night, so long, everybody.